Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, so far no rapture, so I best press on for another 55 minutes.
I know that there's always the hope that we can all be put out of our misery by some sort of impertinent rapture situation.
I'm not going to get taken up anyway. I'm definitely one of the
earth
dwellers.
You're going to be left behind.
We're left below.
Left behind. Oh, gosh.
I've seen bumper stickers in America that said, in case of rapture, the car's yours. Like, they're so convinced that they're going to disappear, taken up in the golden light, and they're not going to need that utility vehicle or whatever they're called. You know, they're always massive kind of van things. Yeah, you can keep the car.
You can keep the sex pest van. I mean, there's so many variations on the theme, though, because there's the people who think, we're going to go up and get our reward in heaven. But then there's the people who are the preppers. So they think there's going to be an apocalypse or there's going to be some sort of nuclear disaster or natural disaster. And the preppers are the ones who, yes, they are Christian, mm-hmm. but they love their guns.
Oh, my God, right. And if you come and try and take any of their tinned goods that they've been storing up for the last 5 years, you're going to deal with Mr. Bullet.
You're going to deal with a big bayonet in your jacksy, much like Mussolini.
We spoke to a doomsday prepper in this country.
Did you?
Yeah. It's happening here too. It's not just...
it's not just America, in the heartland. In God's country!
No, it's not. He did say to us that if we went for his food sources, then he would kill us.
And what kind of food did he have that we might be so tempted to
risk? It's all sealed, man. It's all sealed. So if there's any kind of nuclear activity going on, it's all going to be inside those tins.
Let me just tell you something. When the bomb goes off, I am running towards that mushroom
Absolutely.
Cloud.
Absolutely. I wouldn't want to survive, would you?
You don't want to. I don't really relish the idea of like a strip steak hanging off of my head in stripes. I don't want my flesh just to be like sliming off my body.
I mean, on the off chance though I do survive, you're going to be on your own against loads of rampaging
zombies,
people getting increasingly desperate. I will eat something that's going to make me really ill and I'll die a really slow, painful death. No, thank you. I'd rather just go up with the first lot.
Yeah, you just want to you don't want to be messing around with and also death by radiation poisoning. How unpleasant would that be? I mean, that's not going to be a comfortable slip off into a dirt nap.
No, as soon as I hear that alarm going, I'm just going to duck and cover. And we all know what's going to happen if you just duck and cover.
Yeah.
That coat is not going to protect you.
No, you're going to microwave. You're going to turn into a nuclear shadow on the ground. It's not going to be very pretty. But there's something so seductive about disasturbation as... As my friend, the journalist Stephen Daly, very cleverly calls it. I mean, it's just the kind of fantasizing about how bad it can be. Like, there's all those movies from the 80s. Do you remember Threads?
Right. I have not seen Threads, but I have a copy of it sealed next to my DVD player. And every time I think about watching it and mention it to someone, they say, no, keep it in its wrapper.
It's just
there's a whole generation that have been tarnished by that experience.
Traumatized. I mean, and America had one called The Day After. I think ours came out in 84 and yours came out in 85. And it was all the same general plot of, the Russians are up to Ruski business and they're angry and they're pushing the boat out. And then the Americans are like trying to save the world against the bad Russians. But then those crazy Iranians are getting out of control. And then pretty soon, you know, everyone's all angry at everybody else.
Oh, no.
And then there's a big bomb.
Threads and Ouija boards, two things that I know won't kill me. but I just don't fancy.
Ouija boards. Oh my gosh. I was banned by my very religious dad from playing this because apparently you could conjure Satan.
Of course you can. That's a real thing. And Waddingtons make the boards. Did you know that?
Did they have a hotline to Satan? Did they get Satan to sign off?
I don't know. Waddington's upside down and backwards probably spells Beelzebub. I don't know. But, you know, the fact is a toy company is making this thing. And yet people will say, you shouldn't dabble with the occult.
Shouldn't dabble with the occult.
Unless you read all the instructions first and you pass in a clockwise direction.
I don't know. I love the idea, though, that you can summon Lucifer just by having a late night with snacks.
Like, I know. I've been on a haunted house vigil, right? Well, a haunted house vigil.
What do you mean by that with scare quotes you're doing?
With people who said that somewhere was haunted, I went and stood in a darkened room. And although I knew it was bullshine, and although I do not believe in ghosts one bit, I didn't like the idea of calling out a name that might get some sort of response.
What, Ian Lee?
Well, no, he was there too, but he was downstairs, okay. I'm reliably informed. No, but they were sort of saying, oh, this is the spirit of such and such, call it out in that room. And I was thinking, I don't believe in it, but I still don't fancy saying it out loud.
Yeah, well, not when they have you all creeped out about it.
No, it was ridiculous behaviour. Hello, Keith.
Hello. I've just called up, really, to blow some smoke.
Oh.
And just to say how wonderful you two have been this week.
Oh, thank you.
Shucks, Keith.
Yay.
You had to get around a girl.
And thank you for introducing me to Katie. It's nice to have someone new on the Twitter page, of course.
Ah, so nice. Thank you.
First time caller, long time listener. So I just really want to say thank you very much. And I hope we get to see you guys again next time Ian's away.
Ah, thanks, Keith.
Yeah, me too.
Might be your first call, but you just ticked all the boxes. So well done.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, bye. Here's Stuart. Hi, Stuart.
Hello, ladies. How are you today?
We're all right. Now, you seem to be calling me from North America.
That's giving the game away, isn't it? Well, I wasn't going to sing you a song or tell you a joke, but what I was hoping to do was maybe give you two ladies a radio first on your last night tonight.
God, what kind of first?
Because I bet you had never spoken to an Englishman sitting in a big truck on Interstate 70... on the Kansas-Colorado state line.
Blow that horn. There we go. There
excellent.
We go.
Did you hear it?
Yes.
We heard it and so did everyone else. Wow, that sounds like a big old horn.
Now, how come you're driving that rig?
I beg your pardon?
How come you're driving that rig? What's going on?
Well, I did it for 30-odd years in Europe, and when I came over here, I was going to retire, and then the banks did their thing in 2008, and I came back to the only thing I know, truck driving, and I have now done 46 U.S. states.
And tell me how does truck driving compare in America versus in the U.K.?
Pretty much the same. It's the same old BS.
Do you get, I was going to say hijackers, I don't mean that, I mean hitchhikers.
You're not allowed to pick them up. The insurance companies won't let us carry people unless it's all prearranged. And if you actually get stopped by DOT, which is the Department of Transport, obviously, the equivalent of the MOT, they will actually ask for proof if you've got somebody in the cab that you're supposed to have them with you. And if you don't have the proof, they will remove them. So nobody really bothers picking them up.
And how do you while away the hours when you're driving for those long distances, aside from listening to us on talk radio?
Well, that's about all I do, really. Listen, I pick between talk radio and talk sport most of the time. I've got bored in the past and called James Whale, and as it was your last night, I thought I'd give you a call. I was going to do it on Friday, but I was in Alabama and my signal was not very good.
Oh, so fantastic. Now, tell me your favorite thing to eat when you're on the road, because I know different states have different treats in the truck stops.
I eat out of my refrigerator in the truck.
Oh, he's not playing games. You eat what, bangers?
I have bangers and chips, and I have bacon, and I have homemade cottage pie and all sorts of stuff. And I just basically eat out of the truck. I do occasionally get pizzas out of the Flying J's, but that's about my only weakness. Most of them now, the truck stops, are just fast food. They don't have mom and pop restaurants anymore, so they're most of them are SH1T for food.
Oh yeah. And do Americans have a hard time understanding your Shakespearean accent?
Very often.
Yeah.
Very, very often. In actual fact, I do like to play a game on the CB radio. I talk to an imaginary friend and I use the old British CB slang and they haven't got a clue what I'm talking about.
Oh my. What kind of reception do you get? Do they like it, or do they feel concerned and shaken by it?
They find it amusing, I think, most of them. You know, I mean, you'll get the usual remark, you know, what the hell are you talking about, you know, and you have to explain that you're talking to this friend in London. Of course you're not, it's an imaginary friend, but they don't know that. And it whiles away the hours.
I was going to say, I bet it can get quite lonely, can't it?
It can do. I mean, it's not like driving from London to Manchester, you know, it's only going to take 3 or 4 hours. I mean, you know, you can go for hours without talking to anybody. The roads are not as quiet as they used to be over here. There are a few where you're not going to see a car for a few miles. But I like this I-70. I'm out in the middle of nowhere, and all I can see is just nothing but green in both directions. But there's quite a bit of traffic on the road.
Where's home then, Stuart?
Of course, you're not talking to them.
No, of course not.
I beg your pardon?
Where's home? Where's your base?
Joplin, Missouri.
Oh, how did you end up there?
The place that had my ex-wife. She was never going to become a stiff-ass Brit, so we moved from the UK to over here because it was easier for her stiff-ass Brit to become a redneck than it was for my redneck to become a stiff-ass Brit. So now I'm a Britneck. At least that's what my friends call me.
It sounds like they hold you in a lot of affection.
I beg your pardon?
I said it sounds like they hold you in a lot of affection.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. It was a little bit iffy.
Well, you can't understand the British accent anymore.
Exactly.
That's your problem.
He's Britnex.
I want to know if you've seen any weird weather. Like, you live in the middle of the Midwest. You live in tornado country, and you're driving through tornado country. Have you seen any twisters?
Yeah, I stood and watched the one that destroyed Joplin.
Oh, wow.
In, 5 years ago? I never want to see anything like that again. I mean, it was almost 3 miles wide, and I think it was rated at 6. I mean, it took out half of Joplin.
My God!
I'm just looking at a picture.
That's amazing.
The road. I beg your pardon?
I said I'm just looking at a picture of the devastation. My God. Talk about apocalypse.
Yeah. 167 people lost their lives, which is 167 too many. But it was Sunday evening, and a lot of people were eating because, as you know, Americans like to eat early. They're not quite as leisurely about their dinner hours as us Europeans.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there were a lot of people in restaurants and things, and the death toll could have been higher, but it was awful. I don't ever want to see anything like that again in my life.
And were you in the middle of it? Like, did you actually see the funnel cloud?
I was on the edge and watched it. I was actually, there were two Walmarts in Joplin then, and I was in the one that it missed. And I went out to the car to grab my phone and got back inside the doors, but didn't manage to get to the safe area in the store. And I actually stood in the doorway with the security man and watched it go by.
Oh, my. Wow. It must be thrilling, though. I mean, this is spoken from somebody who's never been in one, but it sort of seems thrilling to see that kind of the huge scale of nature just losing its shiz. Or is it just completely terrifying?
Oh, I tell you what, the thought of that sort of force that is not man-made is absolutely awesome, really. Mm. I mean, it's frightening, but coming from Europe, you do not realize just what these things can do.
Yeah.
Until you actually see, you know, either the aftermath or, you know, the event taking place.
Yeah.
I mean, I literally had to change my underpants afterwards, I think.
Thank goodness you were in a Walmart. You could just get a new pair right then and there.
Absolutely.
And on that bombshell, yeah, I think we'll leave it. Stuart, we could talk to you all day, but I've got other people waiting to talk. Will you ring us again?
I will, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's been absolutely wonderful.
Hey, totally great.
And you just passed away a few Wiley miles for me, which was absolutely great.
Oh, good. I'm glad we can help.
Take care, Stuart. You keep your eyes on that road. Wow, imagine that job.
Yeah.
Miles and miles and miles. And those roads are straight, aren't they?
Yeah, and I tell you, Kansas is flat. So, there's not a lot of hilling and daling going on for him right now.
Thinking of you, Stuart, keep your head in the game. I'm sure I don't need to tell you that because this is an old pro at this thing.
Yeah.
0344 499 1000 if you want to give us a ring. Time is a ticking away.
The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle. You never know just where the conversation will take you. On Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle. You never know just where the conversation will take you. On Talk Radio.
I can see we've got Andre on hold. We've got Sean on hold. If you want to give us a ring, 0344 499 1000. I'm here. And we've got Katie Puckrick.
Yes, I'm here too.
Only like let me do some quick math. Like half an hour left, really.
Yeah.
So get cracking. Don't hold back. If you want to have a quick word with me and Katie Puckrick, then you need to give us a ring. 0344 499 1000. We've got some text messages through that I need to address as well and tweets. Wilf McDougall, thanks for this, sent a message. Fed up of hearing everyone saying they love the show. To keep this fair and balanced, I'd like to argue the show's been crap. I don't actually have an argument yet, to be fair, but I'll work on it. Thanks for that. I think we do need to keep things balanced, don't we? Paul Ross has been saying nice things as well. Roger says, Threads is loads of fun, honest. Would I lie to you, flipping Kath? Totally disregard the time I called in and said about how grim it was. Yeah, I will never forget that. I feel like I've seen quite a lot of it. Big Les in Manchester wrote, Khrushchev's son said his dad told him during the Cuban Missile Crisis, if there's nuclear war, the survivors will envy the dead. Oh, my God. Don't we know it? Don't we know it? So if you want to send us a message, you can do that. You need to either text TALK and your message to 87222, and that'll cost you 25p per message on top of your standard network rate. Or you can tweet me for free. You can do at FlippinCaff, at Katie Puckrick, at TALK Radio. Any combination of those, but obviously phones are always preferable. 03444991000. Right, now, ip-dip-do. Do you fancy Andre or Sean?
I like the flair implicit in the name Andre.
Oh, my God. Well, you're about to be disavowed of that. Hey, Andre.
Hi, Casey. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, not bad, Casey. I've got my lappy open, actually, and Kathy know what that means, if you ask her.
Oh, God, it means trouble.
A tune for you. How's that, Casey? Is that all right?
Yep. Beautiful.
So far away? Well, before I fire away, have you heard of the Clash London Calling album?
Yeah.
Well, have a listen to this then. All right, ready?
All right.
It's a good job he's told you what it is first, to be honest.
I'll turn it up a little bit so I can hear it. But here we go.
All Lost in the Supermarket.
Yeah, do you like it?
I love it. I love that one.
Right, you've got it. I think it's one of the best on the album.
I like it. I think it's sort of melancholy. It's sort of urgent and sad at the same time.
Right, here we go. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can't longer shop happily. I came in here for that special offer. A guaranteed personality. Wasn't born so much as I fell off. Nobody seemed to notice me. We had a hedge back home in the suburbs, over which I never could see. As the people who lived on the ceiling, screaming fight scarily. Hearing that noise was my first ever feeling. How it's been all around me. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can't longer shop happily. I came here for that special offer. Guaranteed personality. Motioned in, I feel the program. I save coupons from packets of tea. I got my giant distributed album. Empty bottle, I feel a bit free. It gives you the holes and the punch in the walls. Making noises for company. Long distance callers, my long distance calls. And the silence makes me lonely. I'm all lost in the supermarket. Hold on.
You just ran out of steam. You ran out of steam. You know, I like your delivery is so friendly. No, I think
a couple of minutes of that. That's all I wanted to do. Is that all right, Katie? Yeah.
That's fantastic. It's like you had this very affable, friendly approach. It wasn't particularly menacing. You had your own interpretation to it.
Katie, yeah. I like it. I really like that song. I think it's. That, along with Brand New Cadillac and all the others, are really good, yeah?
Yeah. No argument here.
Them?
Yeah. And it's interesting that tonight we're hearing, it's kind of Clash heavy tonight.
Did you ever see them in America, Katie, when I was over there, or hear about them being over there?
Yeah, I heard about them being over there, but I didn't see them in America.
Oh,
I missed them. Yeah, it is a shame.
Yeah, I've seen them a lot of times over here. But I would have, I've definitely seen them.
Yeah.
Had I been over there, I wouldn't have missed it. I've seen David Daisy, and it looks really good.
Yeah. I have met Mick Jones. That's as close as I've... Yeah, he's a very nice man.
Good.
Yeah, he's really, like, a mellow guy.
Isn't he the guy that went out with Viv from the Slits?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
We had her on the show once.
Oh,
she's amazing.
Yeah.
Can I get a word in edgeways, yeah?
Well...
I see the Slits supporting the Clash once with different... When it was all women... The Slits supported the Clash. It was excellent.
Oh, yeah, that was a good bill.
And I see them, yeah. And the band were blinding. I mean, it's a shame about Joe Strummer, as I'm always going on about, everyone let you know. But, I mean, just one of them things, yeah, who's been, can't say meet any better person or better, like, sort of, you know, singer or songwriter is the best, him and Mick Jones.
Mm.
All right, I'll just get that in. And, talk to you another time. Yeah, nice to hear you both.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
Bye, Andre.
Bye, Kath. Bye.
Bye. Every night he rings in, and often we'll get a performance from the Lappy.
And is it always Clash? Or?
Generally. But he like, also likes Morrissey.
Oh.
Yeah, despite the problematic...
And also, yeah, also Morrissey and the Clash are diametrically opposed in their politics.
Yeah, but, you know, Andre's a complex character.
Yes, aren't we all?
Let's talk to Sean. Hiya, Sean.
Hello, Kath. Hello, Katie. Doing all right?
Yes, doing very well.
Yeah, Katie's correct. I certainly don't have the flair in terms of my name in comparison to Andre.
Well, I hope you didn't take that personally, because once I was exposed to Andre's particular flavor, I'm now rethinking the flair comment. So
maybe you shouldn't have been so drawn in with the exotic name.
Yeah, so now all the flair goes to you. The flair is flowing in your direction, Sean.
That sounds pretty rad to me, mate. basically, as Kath might remember, I've phoned us a few times recently to talk to Ian about Paul McCartney. I'm sort of wax lyrical about McCartney and that sort of thing. I know sort of Ian gives Kath a bit of a hard time sometimes in terms of her music taste.
Just a bit.
but actually, I'm going to pick you up on this one, Catherine. A few months ago on Twitter, this must have been my March time, I think, you tweeted a track by Brigitte Bardot.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And I don't know what the track was, but I thought, do you know what, I'll give it a listen. And I was just like, this is pretty cool, actually. And for the next few days, I ended up sort of diving into that sort of quirky French, I'm guessing, 60s.
Like Serge Gainsbourg.
Yeah, music.
Mm.
Yeah,
and it was really cool. So, I've got some music takes. I don't like Ian getting down.
I have, and he's frightened by it. That's why. He's intimidated. That's why he has to weave this tissue of lies that I've got no taste.
What is the Brigitte Bardot song? Was that 1969?
I think it was. I can't remember. I tweeted a few in a row. My Bonnie Clyde with Gainsbourg is one, and it's cool. And it's got that woohoo, which you will not get out of your head all day.
Yeah.
And there's another one called Moi Je Joue. I think it was that one I put on there as well. I mean, let's be fair, she cannot hold a tune, really. But there's so much more to her performances. You know, it's...
I like her whole deadpan thing. Like she doesn't really care.
No, she's too cool.
No, she's too cool for school.
And, you know, now she doesn't care, you know, that she is clearly kind of living a life that is by her own rules, you know, saying that she fell out with her goat because it raped the other one, all that sort of stuff.
I didn't know that.
She's a big animal lover now.
I knew she was an animal lover, but I didn't know that she was taking sides in the goat
she was
sexual harassment.
She was disgusted with its behavior.
Well, so she needs to have a word with Lucy Cook, who will tell her not to put attribute human motivations to animal behavior.
I don't think we can tell Brigitte Bardot anything anymore.
No.
I think she's living and marching to the beat of her own drum. No, but some of those tunes are really good. I also quite like, from that time, who was the one that did, you know, there's loads of them. So if you like that, let me have a think and I'll tweet some more once I've had a think about the really good one. There's one called Le Temps de l'Amour. I can't remember who it is. Hang on. Let me look it up.
French lady.
Yeah, it is. And she's really cool as well. And it's killing me because I can see her face.
Françoise Hardy. Yeah.
She's great. And, you know, a lot of it is about image as well. And it's just such a cool look.
She is really, I mean, now she is a performer, a real performer.
Yeah. And Jane Birkin as well. I mean,
she's a little more slapdash, but
That's always been part of the thing, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
When I lived in Paris, she was on television quite a lot, and she's still, you know, her French is impeccable, but she still has this kind of ditzy English ingenue thing.
I thought French people make fun of Jane Birkin's French accent.
Probably, but that's just because
they're snobby.
Yeah.
Here's my question, you guys. How come French people can have a strong French accent and everybody, all the English speakers think that they're so gosh darn adorable?
Yeah.
But then Americans, if we have our, you know, big honking American accent when we're trying to say, you know, si vous plaît, ou le double V say, how come that isn't as cute and adorable?
Well,
as Brigitte Bardot saying, ooh, I am so sorry.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, lovely.
Americans are held up to ridicule quite a lot, but I think it's generally because we all really know deep down that you're the winners.
Not anymore.
Well, I mean, you were the winners. Sean, good to speak to you.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.
Oh, God, Sean, he was so nice.
And he was so polite.
So polite. Not like Andre a minute ago going, I can't get a word in edgewise.
Oh, but you know what he's like. He's terrible. Honestly, Andre. 03444991000. Yeah, the accent thing. Again, when I was, because I studied languages at university, so I spent 6 months in Paris and 6 months in Spain when I was like 21-ish.
International call girl.
And yeah, God, if only it was a lot more boring than that. But there was, I used to live with this, I thought, extremely sophisticated older woman. She was probably about my age now, and single. And she was Parisienne, but she was a translator of Russian and German. And she had a Japanese boyfriend. She was just like living this hugely cosmopolitan life compared to what I was used to.
Yeah.
And the phone went one day and neither of us caught it. And there was this message left on the answer phone by one of my tutors from the British Institute in Paris. And he had been there 4 years and he's like an older guy, not very attractive at all. But she was completely smitten by the accent. And honestly, his accent was ridiculous. It was like the most English speaking voice, mais parlant en français comme ça, you know, it was like, ooh. And I just thought, you sound ridiculous to me. I thought we were at least supposed to try the accent. But she thought it was dreamy.
Wow.
Yeah. This really very English voice speaking French did it for them. So I think it goes both ways.
Yeah. I was dating this guy from Iraq once named Mustafa, very beautiful man. And we were talking about, accents and cultural differences. It was a real kind of cultural exchange program of...
You're doing your bit for international relations.
Fluids, yes.
I've done that too.
And and Mustafa told me that as far as he was concerned, and a lot of Arab men he knew felt this way as well, the German accent,
really?
Hot stuff. So if you ever heard a woman speaking in a guttural... You know, German accent, that was what got his rough fluffed.
The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle. You never know just where the conversation will take you. On Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.